Editor. During Isabel McKenzie's visit, we heard about disparities with respect to aging in place tied to available income, and that those without property ownership are in a more precarious position to be able to afford care at home, and 50% have to resort to admission to long-term care, LTC, facilities. If our public home care system was able to provide care without the $8,800 price tag, it could mean that many could afford to stay at home. There are no benefits that cover the cost of dental care, eyeglasses, hearing aids, or medical equipment, and too often these costs, along with high rents, increasing food costs, etc., end up being the cause for seniors to leave their homes, pets, family and friends. We heard that the average income for seniors is $51,170, but that 45% of seniors are trying to live in the community with 45% less than a minimum wage income. Now is the time to consider seniors' cooperative housing, community care delivery, and expanding this model to Lieutenant Colonel. We at Sunshine Coast Alliance for Seniors Care Co-op, SCASCC, are lobbying for a pilot co-op LTC care facility to be built and operated in the coast. Our vision includes residents, families, caregivers, community and Indigenous partners to have a voice at the boardroom table on the daily operational decisions of LTC service delivery. Moreover, why stop at co-op LTC? Why not consider taking the profits out of community healthcare delivery in order for seniors to be able to remain at home? We cannot ignore the 13% that need to reside in LTC, and our vision addresses the type of care one will receive in LTC and put the resident and the family at the center of the care model. Paula Larondo, John Richmond, Roberts Creek.